whatever were there problems associated with it?
What I remember is it was an awesome day other than we lost. I mean, the whole experience was pretty cool. I mean, for me, I think that was I don't even know if I'd played 10 NHL games yet at that point in my career. And, you know, so to be kind of be able to play a heritage game outdoors that early in my career was pretty special. And I remember obviously the glare in the afternoon was a bit of a problem. Had to push the game back, but shouldn't have that issue with the night game this year. So it's just a ton of fun. It's kind of hockey and it's, you know, most pure form, I guess, in some respects. And, you know, way back to when everybody started playing, everyone started, you know, for the most part on an outdoor rink somewhere. So it's a lot of fun.
Any special prep equipment-wise or preparing yourself for the conditions there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the trainers are going to have a full cargo plane of extra stuff for us. They've got it all set up, so whether it's the tinted visor or I don't even know what you call it, but the, you know, the patches you wear under your eye for the glare off the ice, to, you know, weather permitting things, I don't even know. They have everything. I mean, it's actually crazy how much stuff is available for options, so we'll be taken care of that way.
Do you think you'll use a tinted visor?
I did last time around. I definitely, obviously, because it was during the day, there was more glare, but I think being under the lights, it will be sort of brighter light than what we play indoors in a normal arena, so I probably will wear one, at least give it a try anyway.
You got a bunch of people coming, Josh, that it's halfway home to Calgary for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have too many people coming, but it's kind of a special game for me. You know, it's where my, you know, dad grew up. My grandparents are from there. So didn't anticipate I'd be playing an NHL game back in Regina. But it's pretty cool. And I think the whole province of Saskatchewan is going to be either supporting us or the Flames, since they're right in the middle. So it's a great hockey province. And it's going to be a great game.
Do you have any special memories of playing the Pats, whether you were in PA or Kelowna? Any successful nights that Regina makes you feel good playing?
Obviously, it's a different arena, but I mean, yeah, there's played there so many times over the years with PA that, you know, I'm sure I had some good nights. I'm sure I had some bad nights too. So, but you know, it was always fun playing in that Saskatchewan division. All the arenas, you know, the people in the province of Saskatchewan, in the different cities and towns, you know, really support hockey. It's in everybody's blood. It's what everyone does. And, you know, it's just the support that the hockey teams get there is amazing. You know, it's the same as we get here in Winnipeg and Manitoba. So it's going to be fun to go back there. And, you know, I think the people deserve to have a game like that. They're such big hockey fans. It'll be a great time.
Go back to last night's game a little bit. I mean, you guys kind of flushed that this morning. Seems like a pretty tough skate out there, hard, fast-paced.
Yeah, I don't think we liked our game last night. Pace wasn't there right off the bat. You know, Helly held us in it to give us a chance to win. But, yeah, I think today was a good skate. And, you know, we're preparing for the game, you know, even though all the spectacle that surrounds that game on Saturday, we're preparing for that right now. And, you know, we need to go in there with that business trip mentality of we're starting a you know, reasonably long road trip, and we want to start it off the right way.
Blake talked a little bit about being perhaps snake bitten, maybe a little lack of confidence right now in the group. Do you feel that way as well? Or
You know, I think obviously we've been having a little bit of trouble getting, you know, the goals to come our way. But, you know, I think for our team, with the ability and skill we have in our room, that's something that is sort of a function. And the goals come by way of doing other things right. You know, it's funny when things aren't going your way. I know for me it seems like, you know, you're maybe – you're trying to harder to make the simplest plays, and it just seems like you're working harder to do something smaller, and then you end up being in the wrong position or something like that, and almost, you know, in no man's land at times. So I think for us, today was a great practice getting that intensity back up. And I think, for, you know, in that Edmonton game when we had our intensity going and when we had our game going, we weren't rewarded with the goals necessarily, but we had our chances and we held a pretty great offensive team to nothing again. So that's got to be sort of the starting point for our team. And I think the offense will come. I'm not worried about that.
Did you, with your little description there, Josh, about no man's land and whatnot, I mean, sort of specifically about the Kopitar play, I mean, do you think about that play? Did you go back and watch to see maybe what, how that turned out?
Yeah, I mean, that's a play where they'd been running the drop all night. Obviously, he swung with a lot of speed. I'm not sure if to that point, I haven't watched all the penalty kill, but I don't think they had ran that sort of fake the drop and just quick, you know, basically play. So, but I have to be more in that lane to try to discourage that pass from going there. I wasn't anticipating it going there. It kind of caught me off guard. But again, when you're maybe a half step off it just from, you know, not having that energy level in our game, like we saw last night, that's when those kind of things can happen.